Islamic State Women Say They Have No Regrets. By Chris Tomlinson on March 2, 2019. A group of female Islamic State members who have sought help after the fall of their caliphate say they regret nothing and that the terror group will survive. The Islamic State women fled the territories formerly held by the terror group and sought help from Kurdish forces, but admitted they only approached them due to hunger and do not regret being members of ISIS while speaking to Swedish broadcaster Sveriges Radio. Karam, one of the female ISIS members, spoke to a correspondent of the broadcaster, saying, "Hunger, it was the hunger that forced us out, otherwise we would have stopped." None of the women seeking help, many of whom were with their children, expressed any sort of regret about joining the Islamic State, and many became indignantly aggressive toward international journalists who attempted to speak with them. "You will never understand this unless you become a Muslim. Islamic State cannot die. This is our land if God wants us to come back," another woman said, adding, "I thank God for everything. My children were hungry for months, but I thank God. I do not regret that I chose to live in the Islamic State." The attitudes echo that of UK-born Islamic State member Shamima Begum, who told British media that she had no regrets about becoming an ISIS bride when she ran away to Syria, and said she had been unfazed by seeing decapitated heads in bins while in ISIS territory. Now 19, Begum had demanded to be allowed to return to the United Kingdom, but was rejected by Home Secretary Sajid Javid, who revoked her British citizenship. France is also expecting a large number of female Islamic State members to return following the collapse of the terror group in Syria. The French government reported that at least 300 men, 300 women and 500 children could soon be repatriated from the area. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.